Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Bernie Miklas joins us. Hello, Bern.
Good afternoon. Good to be with you, Dave, as always.
Can I say something about one of our mutual friends? I know sure. It's what he does for a living. I know you guys have both done similar things. But I feel so bad for my friend Matt Pauly staying up so late on these 8:45 games. It's like, man, that's Iron Man stuff.
Yeah, and it's not like that's all he does.
Right, you know,
he's turned it in multiple shifts. No, he's great. One of the many things that I love working for KMOX again after a long time working elsewhere is that reunite with guys like Matt Pauly. Reunite with guys like Kevin Wheeler, become friends for the first time with Matt Pauly, get to know Dave Glover, whom I've admired for a long time from a distance, and not only Dave, but everybody that works on the Dave Glover show, also to get reconnected with Chris Ranji, who I worked with briefly, and to reconnect with Tom Ackerman. I mean, and Steve Moore, for that matter, right? So yeah. It's been great. It's just been great. So I don't mean to get all mushy, but it's kind of great, being welcomed back into this family. I mean, it means so much to me. People have no idea.
That's very, very cool.
You got a whole bunch of new text threads now, too.
Oh, can you read my text to you and Pauly last night?
Yeah, hang on. Let me find it. Because we're all doing this stuff during games and in and around games.
I was driving home listening to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, yeah. So here, Bernie, check this out. So this was it was during Redbird Rush Hour. Obviously, we was today with just the two of us, but I think the offer might apply to you as well. I'm going to put Dave on the spot here. But Dave, this is his exact text to the two of us during Redbird Rush Hour. Said, if I had won the $1 billion lottery, I swear I would pay you both $500,000 a year to live with your families on my compound and just sit under a gazebo and talk about sports. And every now and then I would wander up in a robe and nothing else and just sit down and listen to you guys talk for 20 minutes at a time. And we both accepted.
Yeah.
We both accepted the offer.
I don't want to make the list too big, but yeah, I think there'd be a lot of conversation if you just put Pauly, Wheeler, and Miklas out there. Yeah, I think so. You get your money's worth.
And Pauly responded, is the robe open or closed? And I said, shut up, I'm paying you $500,000.
That's right.
It'll be whatever it is.
Oh, man, that's great stuff.
So what's on your mind, Bern?
You know, I put a video up earlier today, and I forgot to link to it, so I don't know how many people had a chance to watch it, but I know you guys do, and I really, really appreciate that. You know, I wrote notes to that I make before I do the video, but I've talked about, and I know this will not be a popular video, and you'll understand when I say it, is because even though this Cardinals team is deeply flawed, and it's not the players' fault, and even though, you know, they're not realistically in a race and haven't been for quite a while, despite all the players and, you know, the guys who don't do well and you get frustrated with them, I still really enjoy watching this team play baseball. Mm-hmm. I really do. I find it to be, whether you want to call it a small pleasure. I mean, if I'm a fan, and you know, Bernie is two people. You got Bernie, the fan who just loves baseball and always will. And I don't need to have like a team like in the postseason winning pennants and, you know, a World Series to make me happy. I always find things that I really enjoy. There's also Bernie, the big mouth and the writer and the, you know, the podcaster and all that. Well, that guy has to write about the team and explain, you know, why they're bad and point fingers and lay it all out. But the fan in me is still very much here. And, you know, in this day and age, it's very, very unpopular to be positive about a team that's got a losing record. And I'm sure as soon as that stuff goes out on X, people are going to be just going bananas and, you know, how dare you? You know, because rage, everyone merchants in rage these days, you know. But let me tell you something. You watch this team. It's like the players are the last people to know that they're still mathematically in the wild card race. And, you know, the players really don't care where they are in the standings. They've done their best. They've worked hard. And they just let it hang out. They let it all hang out. Now, you know, for them to go into San Francisco and ruin their season by beating them twice in a row, huge comeback last night, two one-run victories. And, you know, this is a team that has got 39 comeback wins now. That's more than the Brewers. That's more than the Cubs. That's more than the Yankees. That's more than Houston. That's more than a bunch of teams. And it just shows that they may not look good. At times they look like there's a lack of urgency. It's not really a lack of urgency. It's a lack of offense. When you can't hit, you can't hit. Your team cannot hit consistently well. You look like you're flat. You're not flat. Your offense is flat. And there's a big difference between that.
Yeah.
But I like watching this team play. I don't put aside the frustration or the negative stuff. But if you're a baseball fan and if you're a Cardinals fan, how can you not enjoy watching the game that they put on last night?
It's a great question. It's a great question. Again, I think that we've gotten to a point in too many ways in sports where there's no enjoyment in anything but a championship. Like, there are just too many fans in all the sports where that's like the only thing that matters. That if you, in baseball, if you win 98 games and you lose in the championship series, oh, it's a disappointment because you didn't win. No, that's an amazing year. And there are different levels of enjoyment. This team clearly needs to be better. You know, being around 500 is not good. But it doesn't mean that you can't just enjoy a baseball game, especially during the periods when they're playing well like they are now.
The thing I've never understood, and this goes back forever in my fandom. Okay, we could name any franchise where this is applicable. All right, fans are ticked off at the owner. They're ticked off at the guy that put the team together. And in our town, you know, we all know about that. And I don't blame anybody for being ticked off. That's not my criticism. But what I've never understood is like, well, okay, you know, you don't think the players would like to play for a team that's got a higher payroll and a better roster? I think they want what the fans want. They're not assembling the team. They're not setting the payroll. So why do you sort of withdraw your support from them? I've never figured that out. And where I sit, I will criticize what should be criticized, but I will never stop enjoying the things that are enjoyable. Like, who in the heck would not enjoy watching Ivan Herrera come to the plate every single time these days?
Man. He's on fire right now.
You know, can I give you a stat?
Please, yeah.
This month only, he's got 7 home runs in 73 at bats. The rest of the Cardinals have 7 home runs in 590 at bats. How's that one? Spin that one around in the old noggin for a minute.
Yeah, that's pretty great. And actually, you know, he and Burleson both have had great Septembers. Like the two of them combined have been really the, you know, the only guys. Well, Donovan, when he's played, but he missed a bunch of the month.
Yeah.
But those two guys have really carried almost all of the offense, which, again, is the issue. It's not that the players you have aren't good enough for the jobs they have. It's that you don't have enough guys at the top of the roster.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, I mentioned this in a video yesterday. I'm updating it today for something already. You know, Ivan Herrera, since he returned from a back injury late last season, If you use one of the fancy pants stat, which I do because it's a shortcut, way to runs created plus.
Yeah,
He's the seventh best hitter in baseball since late last August. Mm. Seventh.
That's pretty good.
Does he get his due around the league?
Starting to.
I think he's definitely starting to.
Yeah. If the team was better, I think he'd get more love.
Byrne, what do you think of their openness to Yvonne catching again next year?
You know, we talked to Ollie Marmol about it on the Gas House Gang. It still seems to me, because I asked him about two or three questions on it, still seems to me like it's an open-ended question. I mean, it's not like he's going to be the catcher. He's going to compete to be the catcher, and they're going to see how it goes in spring training. I asked Ollie, I said, well, I know you guys are concerned about him getting beat up behind the plate, and that was one of the reasons why you said, you know, you wanted to move him to DH, so I'm confused, all due respect, because – you're going to move him back behind the plate where he could get beat up again. And, you know, I know that his elbow's getting cleaned out, and so he might be able to throw better, but there's more to catching than just throwing the ball. There's a lot of things. So I'm a little puzzled by it, but I do understand one thing. If they want to at least take a chance to see if he can be better defensively, because if you put that bat at the catcher position, you got something that very few teams in the major leagues have, an offensive weapon like that of his magnitude.
And it doesn't have to be as an everyday guy. You know, if he's able to catch two games a week, you just have the ability to do more with your lineup at least those 2 days. And maybe, and again, if it's good, maybe you expand it. But I don't think the plan has to be he's going to catch five times a week. In fact, that's where the injury risk is going to come in.
That's right.
And it's like it's like they did with Matthew Liberatore last year, or you'll do with Kyle Leahy this coming spring. Sure, let the guys come into camp ready to be a starter. And if they win a spot, they win a spot. And if they don't, they go to the pen. So if Herrera comes in and he's not doing the things that are necessary, well, then he's back to being a DH and maybe a little left field.
I think there's a role for that, for sure. And, you know, Wheels, you and I and Paulie have had this conversation. One of the things that's going to happen, and I think Ollie Marmol's been a really good manager under the circumstances, really good. Because, what a ridiculous situation he was put into this year, right?
Yeah.
But a couple things have to stop, which is playing guys who are obviously hurt. And everybody's sore. Everyone's got pain. I'm talking about playing with actual injuries that, number one, affect their performance, and number two, can lead to other injuries. That stuff has got to stop.
Yes.
The other thing, you know, I would say is that if the pitchers, you know, keep whining to the manager and the pitching coach and how they prefer Pajes behind the plate to say Herrera, when they become managers, they can make those decisions. But, you know, I'm sort of tired of this thing where players get to call the shots. Other than Sonny Gray, who in that staff has earned the right to have have an influential voice about who he wants to pitch to?
No,
right?
No, I'm with you on that one, and especially the injury thing, because that we can combine the side topic with that is playing short too, right? Where you know someone's going to miss 4 or 5 days, and you don't want to take the time. You know, well, you're going to cost yourself games that way because you're going to play short and not have the people you need.
I mean, look at Donovan. I mean, much respect for him as always. You know, he comes back and now we know that he wasn't even fully healed. And it's okay because you're at the end of the line. Nothing's at stake. But he looks great. He's hit 4 doubles last night. His swing looks great. Everything looks really, really good. But he still hasn't healed all the way from an injury that happened a long time ago. And it happened a long time ago because it was an offshoot of an injury that he had that he wouldn't go and rest it and get that behind him. He kept playing, he made it worse, and then it causes a whole new injury that is still bothering him. It's insanity.
That's the only caveat I have for keeping Brendan, is that I'm afraid he's going to be a very old 32-year-old man, given how hard he plays and how much he's been put through.
Yeah,
I think so. He the way he goes at it, his body's going to get beat up. We've seen signs of it already. And that's especially true if whoever's managing the team, they don't use a common sense approach of sort of saving the player from himself a little bit. And when Wheeler and I talk about this, we're not talking about, well, will you rest, you know, Brendan Donovan like 5 games, you know, out of 7. We're not talking about that. No. We're talking about give him more days off, and if he's really, really hurt, you put him on the IL for 10 days. You just don't keep pushing him out there.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back, DJ. A short little segment here. I will say, everyone who listens to the show knows my story and my health story, that I'm worried about Alzheimer's. It's in my family. Seems to hit in the early 70s. I'm 61. Time's getting short. And I read an article last night that Alzheimer's doctors and scientists think for the first time that they have a drug that slows the progression of the disease significantly.
Nice.
So they were very careful to say it's not a cure and it's not on the market yet. But we do believe that we can now slow the progression of dementia.
Sounds like a great thing.
So maybe in the next 7, 8, 9 years, when it's my turn, maybe they'll have something.
Is it one of the things where you would take something preemptively, kind of like you would take statins or whatever?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
And we now know from some of the, like, the testing I got that, yes, I have the gene. But they can tell now through lots of different kinds of tests. So, sure, like me right now, 61, I think I'm fine. But if they say it's looking that way, we have a drug that can help you.
The earlier the start, the longer you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let me have it. Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Coming up after this segment, we will replay our interview with John Mozeliak that we did at 1:30. Really interesting interview. He was in a good mood. Wheels, as you said, he sounded a bit relieved.
Yeah, I mean, he sounds relaxed. But, you know, Sunday, he got, you know, they had the pregame. He threw out the first pitch. His son caught it. I'm sure a lot of the build up to that is a lot because, you know, you've been in this job. He's been with this team since 1995, right?
Wow.
He came with Walt Jocketty from Colorado. So, I mean, he's been here for 30 years and he's been the guy in charge since 2008. So it's a long time. I mean, it's 30. I mean, he's only most not he's 55, 56, something like that. So, I mean, he was a young man when he got here and it's basically been all of this. I mean, that's got to be interesting and weird and, you know, getting through, especially the on-field stuff. And
what's your guess at what he'll do?
I have no idea.
I mean, I keep hearing that he might go into the MLB.
I mean, it would make sense. He has so much experience in it. He would make sense in a role with MLB front office in some form. I'm sure other teams would have interest in talking to him about something, whether it's a president or a consultant job or whatever. I just don't know. You know, he's keeping it pretty close to the vest about what's next and what he feels like. Who knows? The nice thing for him, he can pretty much do what he wants.
Yeah.
You know, after that long of a career and that much success, he can probably pick what he wants.
What's coming up on Rush Hour?
Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit about a couple things that Mo said. Got to get into Andre Pallante a little bit more.
Oof.
I mean, just another bad game. And he's had a lot of blow up innings that he can't seem to get around. And he's got a lot of work to do this offseason to be able to be a major league starter next year, because right now he's only out there because they don't have anybody else. And he's got to be better to be on the team next year. So, you know, and he's an age where you'd want him to be. He's 26. Like, you want that kind of guy to figure things out. So we'll get through some of that. I may throw Matt Pauly the question you asked me the other day.
What's that?
The one thing you would want Bloom to do, you know, this offseason. So we may kick that around a little bit, too, because I thought that was a fun one. It's a hard answer because we don't know what we don't know, right? We don't know exactly what his philosophy is, but it's not a short-term plan. It's a long-term plan. So I was thinking more general. I'll be curious to see what Matt thinks.
Yeah. I'm excited about Heimblum.
You have to be. I mean, he's got such a great background. Nothing in sports is a sure thing. But you look at what he did as a guy that came up in player development with Tampa and how much success they've had over the years developing their own players and bringing them to the big leagues and staying successful with a minimal payroll. And then you look at what he did in Boston. But he got hosed in Boston by the owners on the Mookie Betts trade, and they forced him to dump the salary.
Does everyone know that?
Yes. Well, they should. If they don't, they haven't been paying attention. But he also is the guy that was behind the player development system that's churning out all these kids now that are stars. You know, like Roman Anthony, who looks like he might be a long-time all-star, and Christian Campbell and Marcelo Meyer and all that. Like, they've been turning out players the last few years, every year. Sade and Rafaela, you know, young pitcher that's pretty solid. I mean, he did a great job there of setting that up, he and his people. So hopefully that's what we're going to see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.